Now, if you live in or around Leicester and fancy enjoying a vibrant cultural festival, then why not visit the Leicester Mela this coming Sunday, the 19th of August. It's a glittering mix of live music, it's got dance, food, fashion, arts and Asian culture, and is still free for all to attend. What can you expect? Well, one man who's going to be busy at the Mela is RIB's Balu Patel. Hi, Balu.
Hi there.
You looking forward to it?
Oh, absolutely. Yep. I mean, it's an annual event that I've been attending for, dare I say, several decades now. But yes, it's a vibrant event that takes place here in Leicester.
Did you say 7 decades?
No, I was going to say several, not seven. Not that old. Pushing it, but not that old yet.
Because it's been on the go since, what, 1982?
It has, something like that, yes. It started off, the way I describe the Mela to most people, because you use the word Mela and it's not a terminology that people are familiar with. So what I often say to people is it's what I call the upmarket village fete. What the Mela in the early days, it was started in a park in the local community called Belgrave. And it was just a get-together of people with stallholders of food, clothing, and a few shows that local people had put together. And over the years, it's just kind of grown, and it went to another park nearby, and it kind of outgrew that. And now it finds itself in the heart of the city.
And the idea is to bring different cultures together, and you can sample the Asian culture.
Yeah, I mean, Leicester's now known as a very much a multicultural city. And even within the Asian community, we have quite a diverse community. In other cities, you may get, people from one sector as such. But the nice thing about Leicester is that we have a mixture of people from the Hindu community, the Sikh community, and the Muslim community, along with lots of other communities as well. So it's a very diverse community. I mean, I have to say, I'm living in Leicester, it's a place that we just seem to have a party all year round, because with all the different faiths as well, we get to celebrate everybody's faith. So you have the Sikh community that will have it a particular time of the year, and then you have the Chinese community, and then you have the Hindu community, and the Muslim community. So, Leicester's the best place to be, because we just love to party.
And you find in Leicester then that it actually works then, the multicultural side of it as well?
It does. I think one of the things that we've all recognised over a period of time, because we use the word integration, and I know it gets talked a lot about, but I think what we've learnt in Leicester is we all come from a different background. We respect each other's points of view. We may not necessarily agree, but at least there's that recognition that you have the right to express your views, and your neighbour will respect you for having that. So I think in the past, in the years, there's always been some kind of tensions in other parts of the country. But in Leicester, somehow we do express our views. I'm not saying that we don't, but somehow we've managed to find a way of moving on beyond what people may just feel a particular view that a certain community might hold.
It's great to hear that, because the impression you can get sometimes watching the media is that everything's fragmenting and nobody gets on with anybody, and it's really good to hear where it is actually working.
Yeah, I think I have to say that's what I do enjoy celebrating. I think, like I said, just a few months ago we had the Eid celebration within the Muslim community, and again, I have friends that I just go and hang out with, another excuse just to have another meal. And then now we've got the Mela, which is across the whole community. And then again, later in the year, we'll be celebrating Diwali. So that's the Hindu community as well. So yeah, we've all learned to just, get along and just have a great time.
So one thing that does affect us, doesn't matter what religion we are, what ethnic background we are, sight loss affects everybody, doesn't it?
It does. And particularly, I think, in certain communities like the South Asian community and African Caribbean community, due to certain high prevalence of, say, diabetes, you're actually at greater risk. And if you don't get your eyes checked, sooner, then obviously the chances of developing a particular eye condition is that much greater. So, it's something that I think people do need to be aware of.
Are people in that community aware of that, though, do you think?
I would say not. I think if I was to take you know, go out onto the street and use the word diabetes, everybody will talk to me about diabetes, and everybody has an understanding of, you know, about what you eat, about exercising that. But then I ask them, do you understand that there's a relationship between diabetes and sight loss? And chances are going to be no, they're not aware of it. And I think this is why I think at the Met this year, we're taking an emphasis of raising people's awareness around getting their eyes checked, and, you know, that there are certain conditions, if addressed sooner, you know, you can actually do something about it rather than waiting until the very last minute and then being told, oh, had you come and seen us, you know, we might have been able to help you, which is related to diabetes. I'm not sure of all the stats, but I think it's, you know, you have a 25% greater prevalence of diabetes within the Asian community, or one in four, or some very high number anyway, of that you're at risk of developing diabetes.
Now, of course, getting people to engage with this, because a lot of these things could be picked up, as you say, early on with an eye test, but it's getting people to do that. RNIB are going to be at the Mela. Well, you yourself.
We are indeed.
Yeah, you're going to be there. How are you going to make this fun to get this message over then?
Oh, come on. You know, when you attend these events, I think the last thing people really want to do is have leaflets handed out to them. You know, you're going to smell the food that's being cooked around. You're going to see the party that's going around. So this year, what we decided was, well, why don't we just join in with the fun, but have a serious message at the same time as well. So, and the one big thing within the Asian community is the film industry, often referred to as Bollywood. So, I mean, that is huge. It's huge than Hollywood itself. You know? So what we've decided to do as part of that is, within Bollywood, there's always songs that are being played and music that people know about. So we're going to do something called a Bollywood karaoke. So the way that it's going to work, we've got a tent that we're setting up, and people will be able to come into this tent and they'll hear the music playing away, and there will probably be very familiar tunes that, you know, most people will know. So that way, there will be just people wandering by thinking, where's that music coming from? Out of curiosity, hopefully they'll just stick there. Heads in the tent, and then we're going to offer people opportunities to try SIM glasses on. And what we'll have is, you know, very popular songs playing on the screen, so people will see what's going on. But then we'll ask them to try different types of SIM glasses on. That way, they'll be able to experience the different eye conditions that people may be experiencing. And we have a number of connectors, RNIB connectors, that themselves will be there to talk to people as well. So we're hoping that it will just encourage people in a very kind of, you know, almost a casual way to engage, to say, you know, oh yes, I've not been for my eye test for the last 3-4 years. Obviously, we'd ask them to consider. Somebody might say, well, I'm not quite sure about, you know, my eyes, I'm feeling this, and maybe to talk to them about that as well. So we're taking the opportunity of using Bollywood karaoke as a way of, you know, encouraging people to come and visit us, but then to be able to share with them, to say, well, there are different types of eye conditions. It's not just, you know, one type of eye conditions that people might be thinking about.
Do you have a favourite song, Balu?
Oh, I do. There's a film going back several decades now called Sholay. The best way I can describe it, it's India's answer to The Magnificent Seven.
All right. Okay.
Except it's about two friends who are, you know, a bit rogues, but you really take them to your heart. And the song is called Ye Dosti, which translate means our friendship. So, and as soon as that music comes on, anybody anywhere will run to it. It's just one of those songs that everybody knows and wants to join in. And that is, have to say, my favorite song as well. So if I'm out on an evening at a party and that song comes on, you can be sure I'll be hitting the notes as best as I can.
Well, there you go. If you want to hear Balu singing that, head along this coming Sunday.
Yeah, bring a brolly with you if you're going to hear me sing as well.
Give us the information on the Mela.
Okay, so it's a public event taking place in the city centre of Leicester this August 19th on Sunday. It sort of starts around about 11 o'clock in the morning and goes on to about 6 o'clock in the afternoon. And anybody that knows the city centre will know, you know, there's a place called the Clock Tower, which is like the central hub. And we're going to be located around near the Clock Tower itself in Leicester City Centre. And like I said, it's an open free venue, come along and join in with us.
And if you want to find out more about the Mellor itself, you can head to allthews.leicester-mellor.co.uk. Balu Patel, hope you have a great time, and we'll hear how you got on with it.
Great. Thanks very much.